Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
I know Zach from Tacoma. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Sarah.
What is the most widely spoken language in South America?
Spanish.
Correct. The foot of what animal is said to give you good luck?
Rabbit.
Yes. What comedian will host the 2025 Grammy Awards?
Oh, pass.
What Can't Stop the Feeling singer played Sean Parker in the film The Social Network?
That is JT Justin Timberlake.
You know it. What was the first vegetable ever to be grown in space?
Ooh, carrot?
No.
Broccoli?
No.
Potato?
Correct. Which queen ruled over England for 63 years in the 19th century?
Is that Elizabeth?
No.
Mary.
No.
Oh, pass.
Which show features a fictional paper company called Dunder Mifflin?
The Office.
Yes. How many inches are in a yard?
What is that? 48 in a yard. 36?
36, yes. The longest boardwalk in the world is in what U.S. state?
Is that New Jersey?
It is. The Mohawk hairstyle was popular in what decade?
The 80s.
Yes.
Wow, Zach Attack.
Zach, you got 8 correct.
All right.
Ooh, I think Zach's going to win.
I do too. That was very impressive.
Yes. I'm so excited for Steve to get a loss. I feel like it's been a little while.
Oh, there he is.
Steve, you're walking in here with confidence.
No, I'm not, because I see stupid grinning Taryn over there. I mean that with love.
She has no poker face.
No, she's got the... If she knows she's winning or something bad is about to happen to me, she's got the biggest smile on her face.
Yeah, well, you should feel a little pressure. That's all I'm saying. Are you ready?
Yes!
What is the most widely spoken language in South America?
Spanish.
Correct. The foot of what animal is said to give you good luck?
Rabbit's foot.
Yes.
It's very strange. I
know.
I had one as a kid.
What comedian will host the 2025 Grammy Awards?
Is that Trevor Noah?
It is. Wow. What Can't Stop the Feeling singer played Sean Parker in
Justin
the film
Timberlake.
The Social Network? Wow. Yes. What was the first vegetable ever to be grown in space?
A tomato?
No.
Vegetable. A carrot?
No.
Potato.
Wow. What? Yes. Which queen ruled over England for 63 years in the 19th century?
Queen Marie Antoinette?
No.
Queen Elizabeth?
No.
Queen Freddie Mercury?
No. Which show features a fictional paper company called Dunder Mifflin?
Office Space.
No.
Oh, The Office.
There we go. How many inches are in a yard?
36.
Yes. The longest boardwalk in the world is in what U.S. state?
It's got to be New Jersey.
It is. The Mohawk hairstyle was most popular in what decade?
70s. 80s.
No. Did he get it?
Well, you didn't say if I was right or wrong, so I had to wait for the yes or no. So that's on you, babe.
Is it really on me, babe?
Yeah.
Did he get it? What Terry?
I mean, the music was technically still playing.
So he got it.
I feel like he got it, which pains me to say.
This pains me, too, because that means you got 9 correct, which is a win.
Terry, I did it.
9 to 8.
Yes.
Oh, sorry,
brutal.
Zach.
It was so brutal.
That was brutal. I really didn't want to give it to him. But...
When he got Trevor Noah, I was like, okay, we're in for it.
You know what that means? That I am.
You're sampling the best. Better than
oh, that felt good.
You got Trevor Noah. You got Justin Timberlake very fast.
Honestly, the one that impressed me the most is the potato one.
Yeah, the potato. First, you said tomato, so I was like,
I know.
Close, but... The only one you both did not know, which queen ruled over England for 63 years in the 19th century? Queen Victoria.
Mm.
Yeah, if you know, you know. If you don't, you clearly didn't. But you still won, yes. So congrats.
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And Steve, we have been getting some really interesting messages on there.
Yes.
So let's slide into our VMs after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have this cool new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message, and we've already been getting quite a few messages on there. Some are rather interesting, so we would love if you would join us as we slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You, too, can leave us a voice message, whether you just want to say hi or comment on something from the show or vent about anything going on in your life. You just have to keep it under a minute.
Are you ready for our first voice message through the Odyssey app?
Yeah.
Okay, Taryn, you tried out the Big Mac. Now what you got to do is...
Oh, that's right. So a couple of days ago, you experienced a Big Mac for the first time in your 40 years of
yeah.
existence. And you loved it.
I really did. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
All right, let's see what he has to say about this now.
McDouble and a McChicken, and you peel the McDouble in half and put the McChicken in the middle oh. and slam it all back together, and it's the McGang, baby.
Oh.
Have a good day.
Wow. Is that on the menu?
The secret menu.
Oh, okay. So
after dark?
I think if you're going to do it, just order the items.
Yes.
Don't request it.
I'll put that on my list. Add it to the list.
Does sound delicious.
Sure.
To make what?
Hmm.
All right, let's check out our next voice message on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Steve, Taryn, Danny on the Daily Mix crew. Got a question for you.
Ooh, no question what? For Sarah.
Cool, rude.
She hates being left
Maybe
out.
There's a reason.
Maybe I'll come later. I save the best for last.
What? Have your kids ever said anything profoundly creepy?
Okay, that's why. Okay. Well, yeah.
All right, I feel better now.
You know, like how in horror movies there's always the creepy little kid that, like, talks to ghosts or whatever. I'll give you an example. Our 4-year-old niece over Christmas gave us her favorite stuffed animal. Uh-huh. And when we asked her, why are you giving us your favorite? Are you sure? Like, why are you doing this? She said, well, I can't sleep at night because it talks too much.
Whoa.
So now we have a haunted stuffed watermelon at home, which I haven't heard it talk yet, but apparently this kid did. Anyway, what about you guys?
I do have a similar story.
For real?
Yes. When we converted Barrett's crib to a toddler bed,
okay,
he started to tell us that he couldn't sleep because he could hear voices. And so then we were like, okay, this bed is haunted. I don't know what the hell's going on. So right? So this went on for like a couple of weeks where he was talking about hearing the voices. And then Brad and I were like, we have to burn this bed. We got to get it out of here. We got to burn it. We got to smudge with some sage, burn some sage and cleanse the air.
I didn't think he got paranoid when he was stoned.
Well, so we
that was his option. We have to
burn
the bed.
We got to put a flame to it. But we ended up ripping the bed out of there and we got him a new bed. And then he never said anything about voices again. I'm not joking. It was terrifying.
That's kind of trippy.
I hated it.
We had one time where Dana was telling us a story about something, and then she's like, and then you just rip the head off, and they're dead. And I'm like, what? And it was like, that was when we realized that we need to purchase YouTube Premium, because the commercials that they would run during these children's shows sometimes were not meant for children.
Seriously, sometimes the commercials are a little scary, a little dark.
Although, 2 days ago, the creepiest thing was said by Tatum.
Oh, no.
I want earrings. And I was like, excuse me, what? She has been so anti-earrings since she can speak. She's like, no, Daddy, I don't want earrings. I'm like, cool, that's awesome. Like, I don't have any issues with it. I'm not ready for her to become more of a grown-up. And I feel like earrings... And also, I'm a little worried if it's a genetic thing that she might pass out when she gets her ears pierced.
There's only one way to find out, Steve. Yeah.
So there's a fear of that. I don't want her having to deal with what I dealt with the eyebrow piercing.
Whoa.
But I think she's going to get it done, like, in the next week or so, maybe.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
She keeps bringing it up. Sid's okay with it. I think I'm not. But, you know, it's just like, oh, man. I don't know. I'm not okay with just having her willingly be put through pain. I know it's not a big deal. But, like, you know, I'm still like a weenie of a dad. And I'm not yet ready for that to happen.
Protect her at all costs.
That's the creepiest thing she's ever said. I want an earring. God. I'm like, no.
You have to. Can you film that?
Yes.
I don't know if I'll be there for that.
Oh, they're going to leave you out. You might pass out watching her get it done.
Taryn, I 100% guarantee I would pass out.
Oh, no.
I'd be so full of nerves and just watching. Like, I can't watch like blood getting drawn. Like, I have no problem with like feeling a needle go in, but I can't watch the needle go
in. Oh, man. Now I want you to go and then have someone film you.
Yeah. Okay. That I can do. I'll put it in selfie mode.
Mix, have you ever had mistaken identity?
One time somebody thought I was a trainer at the gym and they kept asking me questions and I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. And then I realized the dude walked by who was also bald. I'm like, oh, she thought I was that guy. Oh, no, I can't help you. I'm still trying to figure stuff out as I go along too.
So swole. Oh, well, there is a well-known actress that was once mistaken for being a lawyer because she played one in a movie one time. Here, her story is so great and you're going to hear it at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
In a recent appearance on the Graham Norton Show, Reese Witherspoon shared that she was once mistaken for an actual lawyer when she was doing jury duty by her fellow
jurors. It was after Legally Blonde. It was probably 7 years after Legally Blonde. I got called for jury duty and it was in Beverly Hills. And I thought, surely they're not going to pick me. They picked me for a long trial, y'all. It was like probably 2 weeks. I was on the jury.
That's not that long.
Okay, so Will Ferrell's on the couch with her. And I love that he's just like, 2 weeks? Come on, lady.
It's nothing.
It's not a big deal when you don't have a day-to-day job.
Okay, Ferrell.
I thought you were going to say a month.
No, listen, it was two solid weeks every day going in. It was a dog bite case, but it was like very clear. Like I was very invested in this.
Yeah.
Case.
2 weeks.
And then we went to deliberation. And so at the very end, they say, okay, well, somebody in this group has to be the foreman. And they all unanimously were like, her. Me. Me. Yeah. And I was like, why did you pick me? And they were like, you went to law school.
It's a weird testimony about who are doing jury duty that they thought because she was in Legally Blonde that she's a lawyer.
Pick her. She's the one.
I mean, that's part of why, just a quick aside, that's part of why, like, if I was an actor, I don't know if I would want to do any of those, like, STD commercials. Right? Like, what if all of a sudden, like, you're hanging out with a girl and you're like, hey, what's going on? You're like, no. And you're like, why not? You're like, you have gonorrhea. I'm like, no, I don't. I saw the commercial that you were promoting. I'm like, I was just acting.
Very poorly.
If I ever had an agent, I'd be like, that's the only roles I will say no to. No. STD commercials.
Y'all, this is really upsetting. I definitely did not go to law school. I didn't finish college. Like, I played a lawyer in a movie once, but they fully made me the foreman. And I started realizing people don't know much about the law. And if you get picked for jury duty, please do it. Because honestly, some bad stuff goes down in there, y'all. They were like, I think she's guilty because I didn't like the way she looked. And that was, like, very troubling.
I could see Sarah doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like those shoes she was wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Guilty.
I don't think they'd pick Sarah in the first place.
No.
I've been on jury duty, and they did pick me, thank you very much.
You got picked?
Yes.
Whoa.
Because I was the dum-dum that was actually really excited to be there.
See, you're excited about your civic duty. I like that, Sarah.
I literally was like, this is like Legally Blonde. It's like real.
What was the case? What was the thing you were doing?
I was all about asbestos.
It was so boring.
It was just a bunch of old people, and it went on for a month.
Did you look at them and go, asbestos? I can't even spell asbestos.
I didn't even know what asbestos was till this case.
Oh, my God.
And they still kept you.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, Rockaholics, what were you on jury duty for? Or how did you get out of jury duty? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and we will chat with you after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show.
What were you on jury duty for? Or how did you get yourself out of jury duty? 206-803-ROCK. Mike from Shelton, give us some advice on how you can get dismissed from jury duty.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Mike?
Well, hey, I got one for you. About 5 years ago, I had to do jury duty for a guy facing his third strike with a burglary.
Okay.
In the first degree, and a felony assault with a deadly weapon.
Damn, so you got in a juicy one.
Oh, I got a juicy one, but I didn't want to be part of it, so I made it very well known. I just kind of talked to people like, you know, I'll bet this guy's guilty. Just the look on his face and his record, oh, I'm sure he's guilty before we even got it started. So the word got out that I made those kind of comments, and I was dismissed from jury duty, and I walked out with a great big smile on my face because I didn't want to be there in the first
place. Amazing. Mike, so do they, like, does the judge sit you down? Is it like a lawyer? Like, so when they find it out, like, how does the conversation happen? Is it just you and them, or they just, like, single you out in front of everybody?
No, they just made the comment that we feel that juror so-and-so, what, I can't remember what number it was, we wanted him dismissed from jury for conflict of interest is what they put it as.
Amazing.
And didn't go into full detail, and judge agreed with it, both sides agreed with it, and said, juror so-and-so, you are dismissed. He said, have a good day.
Like deuces.
Remember that for next time, Steve. 206-803-ROCK, Brittany from Marysville. What were you on jury duty for?
Good morning. I was selected to be a part of a case roughly in 2016, 2017. And it ended up being like a domestic felony assault or like felony harassment or something like that. So basically this happened in like Granite Falls on like a Memorial Day weekend. I think it was like 2014, 2015, but it took a couple of years to get through the courts. But anyway, it was like this husband and wife and like, they were getting hot and heavy, and then they ended up, like, the wife, like, kicked the husband out of the trailer, and then they, like, she, like, locked the door, and then they went into very graphic detail during the court proceedings about how he was a lot of craziness.
So it was a fun one, then.
It was a lot of fun. It only lasted a week, but ultimately, the husband was the defendant, so he was being accused of this. So with what he did, like, he got really upset because apparently, you know, he was being denied. Yes, you know,
his
he was
stuff.
Being denied. So essentially, he broke down the door, or like he tried to saw the door off with like a sawzall or something like that. And he was going to kill her, and it was pretty wild.
Well, thank you for doing your civic duty, Brittany.
That's a fun case for a week and a yodeling technique that lasts a lifetime.
206-803-ROCK. G-Bear in Ballard, how did you get out of jury duty?
Well, how did I get out of it? I kept bringing in notes. This is a capital punishment case, the shipyard murders. I don't know if you guys remember that. Kid got caught working on L&I, his private insurance.
But, okay.
So he came in the office and shot everyone in the face.
Whoa.
And long story short, he put the gun and his sweaty headband in a duffel bag, put it in a garbage can at Gasworks Park that was like overflowing. And they found that, and he was suspected of stealing the gun way back. But I kept trying to get out of it because it was going to be life in prison or death penalty. It was
so were you trying to get out of it because you were like, man, this feels like it's going to go for a long time?
No. I'm a construction inspector, and that's my job. Mm-hmm. It's right or wrong, doesn't matter to me, bam. So I was perfect juror.
Okay.
But they give you like a 50-page questionnaire. What's your favorite bumper sticker? Favorite this? And I was like, well, if you can't beat them, don't breed them. Type thing, you know, I mean, bumper stickers. And anyway, they wanted me really bad. And I was one of the first 10 people up in the jury box. And there was like 100 people out in the area. There was like mass jurors that went through. But I finally got out of it after bringing in doctor notes. And every day I walked into the Superior Courtroom for questioning. Everyone walks in, and dude looked at me, made eye contact with me. They were, you know, boom, as I walked down every day. And I walked right past him up into the jury box. And then finally, the last time I brought a note, they brought me up, talked to me, said, no, you can't get out. Finally, I wore a no fear t-shirt. And on the back, it said, it's not that you're dead, it's that you're dead for so long.
Oh, and they just thought that was too weird to have on.
Well, I walked up and I walked right in front of him and I stopped so he could read my shirt. And then I walked up and got in the jury box, and everyone got up and sat down. The judge sat there and got quiet, moved some stuff on his desk, and sat there with just dead silence. He looked over at the attorneys on both sides. He said, okay, can everyone get up and go back downstairs? We all got up and went back downstairs. And when they called us back up about 10 minutes later, like, oh, Mr. Reed, you've been excused. And I was like, see you later.
I feel like somebody at like that was a part of it. I was probably looking at the judge and the lawyers like, finally, this guy has just been every day. He's coming in with a note. He's wearing these crazy shirts. The part that got me the most confused was like, I don't know if I can name my favorite bumper sticker.
No.
I don't know why that was the one thing. I'm like, this is like a weird trick question. Like, I don't even know if I have one.
I don't think I do either, yeah. Steve. Rockaholics, were you listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40? Because we gave out a cheat sheet for the next game of Beat Migs. And that could be very helpful because we gave you three of the correct answers. Steve has a record of 27 wins, 19 losses, and 4 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.